Okay, let's begin, guys. Thank you, Dennis. Okay, here we go. Let's begin. All right, we started, we finished off the sugya, but there's one more nakud I wanted to do before we go weiter. I wanted to do one more nakuda. So let's do that one more nakuda very quickly. Let's see how quick we can do it, and then we'll go fight them. There's a steer in the riff that is pointed out here. Okay, first of all, I want to point out that in the previous sugya, I have akasha. In the previous sugya, we learned yesterday a high. So who do we paskin like? Basically, between Rav and Shmuel. Who do we paskin like? So, whenever there's a shiloh and dini mominus, you hold it Shmuel. So, the Rambam actually says that. Perak Gimel Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says, if you eat Ksus or Kalim, your behemah in Rosh Hashanah, what's the din? What's the din in that case? If you hold it Shmuel, you pay Chatzin Nezik. Excellent. It's called Karen, you're Chayv Chatzin Nezik. Done. Rambam says that beferish. So, that's how I want to start off Shir with. And that a sugi we did yesterday, the Ram holds like Shmuel. Pirakim locha gimel. And the din of what? The din of Bemedvar Murum is going on the Reisha, not on the Sefer. Correct? I just have a kasha I want you to get down as well. The Magen Mishnah there in Gimel says, what's the rationale of the Rambam? He says it's a machalokas amarayim bigamara. Pasuk is Shmuel v'Reb Yochanan delokirav reish lakish. Did you hear what I just said? He says, we paskin like Shmuel, Reb Yechanan, against Rav and Reish Lakish. Yeah? What's wrong with that? I have a kash on that. According to the Maskana Sagamara, was Reb Yochanan on Shmuel's side completely? No. The Gemara slugged up that he might hold like Reish Lakish. He might hold like Reish Lakish, but he argues on him, Lagabi, the case of what? The case of Zeus, because why? People rested there. Yes? So if people rested there, what's the din in that case? Right? If people rested there, then we assume halacha lamaisa that he might hold up, he might end up holding like Reish Lakish. And therefore, in that case, in other words, in a case of a behemoth with a crouching, if it's shinta, lamaisa, he agrees, ptura, like Reish Lakish. But in the case of ksus v'kelim, what's the din? Right, exactly. That's the answer to my kasha. Because it really wasn't a good kasha. Because the bottom line, Aksus v'kelim, at the end of the day, Reb Yochanan really holds like who? He holds like Shmuel. So it is Reb Yochanan and Shmuel against what? Rav and Reish Lakish. So I think the clinching fact is that you always hold like Shmuel and Dini Mominus. So therefore, that please get that down. Perakimel Lacha Gimel, Rama Pastins Achla Aksus v'kelim. You are chayiv, it constitutes mishuna keren, and you're chayiv chatzi nezek. And what the Magen Mishnah says is correct. Excellent, Adam. Your answer, the kasha, very beautifully. Because in the end of the day, on that particular nakuda, Shmuel did side with Reb Yochanan did side with Shmuel. He might have agreed with Shlokish on the case of the crouching, but in the case of Ksus v'kelim, Mitak argues. Okay, that's the first nakuda I wanted to start with. So let's get it. Okay? All right, the second nakuda is that there's a steer in the riff. What's the steer in the riff? Let's get it. There's a steer in the riff. The Chedushi Anshe Shem, in the back of the riffs, usually the classical ones has Chedushi Anshe Shem, but here they quoted in the Yalkut Poskim. There's a steer in the riff. What's the steer in the riff? The steer runs as follows. Does anyone recall yesterday we had the Psak of Rava? What was Rava? You remember what Rava said on Chavdalim and Beis? Who remembers what Rava said? That exactly, when you kick, though, since the kick does not emanate from the crouching, what do we say the din is? The din is that Mikomakom Babata Maleches, when the walking cow kicks the crouching cow, you in that case, what's the din in such a case? Even though Lamaisa Rava says Bata Maleches Berevutza is Chayiv. Aye, Lamaisa, right? So we see in that case the Rav holds Bata Malachas Berevutza. The Bata Ma'alechas Ravutza is considered to be chayiv. Okay? In that case, we consider it to be chayiv. Halach lamaisa. Because why? Because the second shinui did not emerge from the what? The first shinui, and it's not right. You don't have the right to go ahead and kick things. So the guy that's what? The ma'alechas kicks the crouching one, the ma'alechas is chayiv. Yeah? Because it didn't contribute, the first shinui didn't contribute to the second shinui. That doesn't allow the first shinui of the crouching shouldn't have led to what the other animal kicking. So that was the sheet of Rava. Okay, so what do we hold? So we hold Halacha Lamaisa in that case. We hold the Rif Paskins like Rava, believe it or not. The Rif Paskins like Rava. Okay? However, the Rif in our Sugya, the Rif in our Sugya, Paskins like Rav Yochanan. What does Rav Yochanan say? What does Rav Yochanan say, Yoshua? Achla Ksus V'Kalim is what? What's the din of Achla Ksus V'Kalim? Achla Ksus V'Kalim is Rav Yochanan holds his chayiv. From what svar? People normally put it there. Okay, does everyone have this? Those are the two statements of the Rif. Come on, I want to get this quick because we got to go weiter. The first statement of the Rif is he holds like Rava. That in the case of Bata Malachas Ravutz is Taka what? Is Taka Chayiv. Okay? He's Taka Chayiv. And the Mukiyosa said this far because the second Shinui did not come from the first one. So you should be Chayiv. Then he passes like a Yechon in our Sugya that what? That people rest there and people put their stuff there. And therefore, Achal Ksus V'Kalim is what? Is Chayiv. He did nothing wrong. So what's the steer in the Rif? You guys tell me. All the Rishonim down here are bothered by the steer in the Rif. What's the steer in the Rif? Matthew, with me? What does it say? The Rosh Nemki Yosef asked this kasha. The Rosh in Semin Yadalad. Later on in the Rosh, he asked the steer. Listen to this. Why is it that the Rif needed this reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan? Even without the reasoning that people rest their stuff, you should potter. Based on the din of what? Based on the din of Rava. What does Rava say? You only have Rishus to stomp on what? These Ksus V'Kalim. You don't have Rishus to go ahead and eat them. See, the second Shinui doesn't emerge from what? Second Shinui doesn't emerge from the first one. So you should be what? You should be Chayiv L'maisa. Right?
You don't need the Svara.
You don't need the Svara. That's the Stira. The Stira is you don't need the Svara. Correct, Adam. Excellent. You don't need the Svara of Rabbi Yochanan. If you already established like Rava that the second Shinui cannot what? Doesn't have to, if the second shinui doesn't flow from the first shinui, so what's the din? If the second flow doesn't flow from the first shinui, so the din is the what? The din is the yir. How you doing? No problem. So since the second shinui doesn't, what are you looking for? Okay, good. Yeah, we don't need any heat. We appreciate it. We appreciate you very much turning off all the heat. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good day. So the second, Natan, you sit next to Shimon. The second what? The second shinui doesn't flow from the first shinui. So what's the din? The din is your chayiv. So in this case, also, what's the shinui? The shinui is you put your stuff. What is he? Lamaisi, he doesn't need the svar that it's, he did nothing wrong by putting his kalim out there. Even if he did something wrong, right? Even if he did something wrong, it wouldn't be a problem because eating is meshunadik. Should have just trampled on it. That's the stira berith. Natan, let's go, Lamaisi. Come on. How many sugyas? Let's go, Natan. We have a steer in the Rif. Okay, we're based on the sugya we did yesterday. The sugya we did yesterday is that if you have double shinui, Lamaisa, then it's your potter. So the halach is, he passes like a Rava, that if you ksus v'kelim, then it's your chayiv. The second shinui, Dani, doesn't stem from what? The first shinui? So you're chayiv. So why do you have to pass him like a Yochanan and say it's based on the fact that it's normal what the guy did? Even without that svar. That's the steer of the Rif. You got it, Yonason? Let's go. Three answers. Okay? Please get it. Number one, the Rosh writes in Simin Yadal that there's a distinction between animals and people. There's a distinction between animals, and Kalim. Not people. Animals and Kalim. By Kalim, people trample on them. People and animals trample on them. Therefore, Lamaisa, if it's Mishune, it's Ptura. So I don't understand that Rosh at all. The Vilna Gaon says he doesn't understand it. Simin Shin Sadi Aleph Otz Beis. He says the Divrei Rosh are not move on him.
Who said that?
This is what the Gaon says in the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. But the Rosh makes a distinction between Baal Echayim and Kalim. Okay? He makes a distinction between Balechayim and Kalim. By Kalim, he says, people trample on them, Lamais, and therefore if it's Mishuna, the din is that what? The din is that it's considered to be what is considered to be Pturah. What he means, I have no idea. The Vilna Gaon says, I don't understand what the Rush means. Okay? Let's see, maybe we'll give another answer, a few answers, maybe we'll go back to it. So let's get it. The Chedushi Anshei Shem and the Chazanish give the following answer. I want you to get it. The Iker Svar of Kol Meshana Bokar Vashina is based on what? That the Nizik is Moshe Chalatzmo Ahezik. It's all a continuation. And Rav holds when the Parah crouches, Lamaisa, it doesn't connect with the kicking. Therefore, you don't have that Svar. But when you leave Ksus V'Kelim Nishusarabim, that is Goyrim, the animal to eat. He says no. That is a direct Goyrim. That causes the animal to eat. You're putting out the food, you're putting out your Ksus V'Kelim, directly cause the Shinu of the animal eating. And he says, even though it does look Mishuna that it eats it, but the Nizik caused it, Lamaisa, by putting it out there. And therefore, if that's the case, I would have said putter. Therefore, the Rift needs to come out to say that it's normal for putting his stuff out there. The Melu Yerchayiv. That's what the Chedushi Anshei Shem and the Chazanish say. That there's a continuum. It's contiguous. Even though you're right, it is still bizarre, Yonasan, that the animal eats the kalim and but the bottom line is, my Shinui, by putting it out there, caused it directly. And therefore, I would have been putter if it wasn't for the fact that what? If it wasn't for the fact that we consider it to be normal for people to put it out, and therefore the guy, the animal, the Baal Behem is Chayiv. This is the answer of the Chedushi Anshei Shem. Comes along the Yamshel Shlomo, and gives a second teretz. The Yamshel Shlomo in Tzimin Chav Tes says like this, that the whole din of Boato is only Lamaisin. I want you to get it. The whole din of Kol Neshana Bakar Vashina is only when the Mazik Lamaisa doesn't equal Shinui. But if the second Shinui is greater than the first Shinui, you're going to be Chayiv. It's an interesting klal. Again, Kol HaMashana, Abakar, Vashina, Abah is Pater. It's when they equally do both the same degree of Shinuis. But if the second guy does a bigger Shinui than the first guy, then you're going to be what? Then you're going to be Chayiv. So plug it in. When the Mahalechis kicks the crouching animal, obviously the kicking is a Mashuna squared or cubed. It's Kavana Lahazik. Crouching's not a Kavana Lahazik, it's just hot. Wants to rest. So you understand why in that second case the Mazik's Chayiv. Because his Shinu is greater than the first one. But by Ksus V'Kalim, his Kavan is not the damage. Sometimes it chews it. Sometimes it chews it. It's not Mashuna more than what? Than what he did by putting in Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the din would be what? The din would be you'd be putter. You're only Chayiv when the Derech is for people to put it out there.
Again,
when the second Shinui is bigger than the first, you don't say the cloud. So if the second Shinui is bigger, you're going to be Chayiv. So the second Shinui, Lamaisa, and kicking is much bigger than crouching. But in our case, Lamaisa, the eating of the thing is no more Mishuna than what putting out your Kalim at first glance. Comes Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore I would say what? I would say Pater. Comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, no, it's not even a Shinui at all, the first thing about putting it on. And therefore the din is what? The din is a Yerchayiv. Halacha lemaisa, and therefore v'siyam hayam shel Shlomo b'halacha klal. The law arminu kol mashana ba'achar v'shina butter el deshinu da'achron in a chomer yosim neshinu rishon. This klal of kol mashana ba'achar v'shina is only when the two shinuim are the same degree of shinui. If the second one is bigger, you're going to be chayiv. That's the chiddush we want to suggest in Rava, correct? And that's why he needed the svara in our Gemara. So I want to suggest the chiddush. Maybe that's what the Rush meant. The Gaon says, I don't understand what the Rush meant. For Divrei Rush and move on him, says the Bir Agra, maybe that's exactly what the Rush meant. Like the Yamshel Shlomo. He says, there's a chiluk in Baal Lechayim and Dov Racher. Kalim Lamaisa, it's normal to put out. It's normal to put out. But an animal that kicks and crouching, that level. So I want to say the whole shtickle turn of the Yamshel Shlomo is what the Rush meant. To forever for the Kasha of the Vilna Gaon. You got what I'm saying? Remember I said, be patient, wait for the Terutzim. We want to suggest the Yamshel Shlomo is what Ipshat and Divrei Rosh. Okay? That's the second teretz. Natan, get it down. And then the third teretz from the Nachlas Dovid. Al Zayin Mesichtis. Says the Nachlas Dovid of David Tovel, the great Gaon Talmud of Chaim Elozhiner. Let's get it. Nachlas Dovid wants to say the Rif did not need that reasoning of that they rest. Even without that, you would have been Chayiv. But you know why you needed it? To teach me a case that even if it didn't eat it, Let's say another guy come and destroyed the not a behemoth. Let's say another guy comes and destroys the clothes. You also be chayv midin adam amazik. You can't claim, oh, the Rishon acted shloka hogan. If the Rishon acted shloka hogan, what I did is not so bad either. No, you can't say that. That's why the Rif quoted that second reasoning. To include even the case of Adam. If the second guy was an Adam that destroyed the Kalim. It was an Adam, not a behemoth. So the second guy, the Adam will say, why should I be chayv? The first guy shouldn't have left his stuff out there. Why should he be chayv? Terrence says what? He has the right to bring his stuff, put his stuff out there. And the Adam is even chayv too as well. So it's not a steer in the riff. The only reason why Adam added that reason is to include a case of Adam. That the Adam would be chayv too as well. Not just a behemoth. You follow me? That's the chiddush you want to bring out. So three terutzim we want to suggest. Pshat, lamaisin, who? In divrei Ephraim for the steer, there's no steer in the riff. So the first nakuda was what? The Makanish Tzaka the Ram like Shmuel. And I asked Akasha, it was a klutz kash because Adam answered it very quickly. Because Shmuel Taka is siding with Achal Ksusa Kev. Shmuel really sides with the Yechon. Rabbi Yochanan really sides with Shmuel. Gets Rav Reish Lakash. We pass the Shmuel in a moment. Second nakuda is the Ohalach steering the Rif. Let's Dr. Jashka. Why didn't this Lord bless you? Why didn't you do a Smara for the Rif to say Rabbi Yochanan? It passes like Rav. So the three, go. Rush says, this is the difference between Balakai and Kev. Cohen says, what does it mean? Yabshal Shlomo says a cloud. What's the cloud? Sorry, the Chiddush Yantar Shem, the Chazon Ish say what? What's the difference? Remember what they said? What was the first answer? Remember what Yonah said? What was the first answer? That has to be what? What do we say? That the bottom line is it did cause. There was a continuum. Yes? When you put the fruit out, even though it's Meshunah, we eat the Chiddush Yantar, it was a continuum. If it was a continuum, Lamais, I would have thought you would have been what? Potter? Comes the rib and say, no, we don't assume the first step is Meshunah, and therefore Yechai. Second, there's the Yamshel Shlomo. That what? You only see a Balker Mishana. It's only they're equally Shinu, but the second guy Shinu is bigger than the first. What's the din? You'd be Chayiv. So Kamash Malan Lamaisa. I'm sorry, you'd be Potter. Kamash Malan. That the first Shinu is not a Shinu because he has the derech to put it out there. And this will want to suggest what the Vilna Gaon, what the Rosh meant in his words being Mechalikin Balechayim and Davaracher. Balechayim Lamaisa. Davaracher is the Kalim they put out there. The Paris and the Kalim. The crouching lamaisa is much different. That's taka mishuna. So that's what we wanted to say, lamaisa, that it's considered to be what? We wanted to say the chiluk is a big difference. And it's a little bit of chiddush what we're saying. We put a lot of words in the divya rosh, but maybe that's what he meant. Then as the davarach lamaisa, it's considered to be what? You need a shinu. If the shinu is bigger, then lamaisa. If the shinu is bigger, then lamaisa, you would say what? You would say chayiv. And Lamais, in such a case, that's what we wanted to suggest. The Malach Bevervutze, Lamais, it's considered to be what? By Ksus V'Kelim, Lamais, it's not Meshunah. It's the same equal, so you'd say Potter. In the case of Revutze, it's a bigger thing. So the Chiddush is that we're also saying it's the second stage of Shunah. The first one's not because they're there to put it out. What was the third answer? Nachlas Dovid. Why is the Nachlas Dovid say the Rif needed the Svar of you hold like Rava? They're Chayiv anyway. What's the answer? If there's no continuum, what's the answer? You want to include a case that even if an Adam does it, and Adam is also chai as well. He has no excuse to say, oh, you should have put your stuff out there. Okay. You got it, Adam? You got me? Three terutz that steering rough. So those are the two nakudas we had to do. Now we go fight the Bagmar. Let's go, Donnie. Read the Gemara. Vim Nenis. Let's go, guys. Chafam et Aleph. Okay, now, Tanya, you got this? You got that? Even though you weren't here, Lamais, you still got to get it. Go ahead. You got to listen to the tape. Sunday and whatever, Thursday. Go ahead. Let's go. What did the Mishnah say? You tell me. This is the Chiddush of Hana. Where's the Makar and Shas, the Mishnah in Baba Kam? What Taf? Taf, you're Chesem and Beis. You're Chesem and Beis, no? You're right. You're Tesem and Beis. I made a mistake. You're absolutely right. Shane and Regos, Padmish, Sarabi, but it's Chayvats Nenet. I stand corrected. You are right. I am wrong. You got it, Donnie? Okay, let's go. Just like yesterday. No problem. Shivadvarim Begoylim, Shivadvarim Bechachim. Right? Guy is not Modal Emes, a Goylim. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Mekama, how much do you pay? Excellent. What's the Me'amir mean? So let's go with the Pasha translation in the beginning. It means straw. Straw is the lowest level on any scale, okay? I don't want to say totem pole, it's an Avodah Zorah. So I don't like to say totem pole. Why should I say totem pole? It's an Avodah Zorah. So on that scale, hay is the lowest thing, okay? So you got to pay hay. You got to pay the worth of hay. That's what you give the guy for breakfast. He's not so nice to his animal. He gives it what? Deme hay. Okay. So nezik is the full-fledged damage, but you pay how much you get out of the breakfast. So Rabbi says you pay Dmei Amir. Go ahead. Rav Amar? Rav says you pay Dmei Sorim Bezol. Now, didn't you point out in Seder, Yonason, the Rif? We have it in our Gemara. What was the Rif's Kirsa?
He said Amir Zol.
He said the Amir Bezol, yeah. Okay, interesting. The Poshup Shad is that it means, the Rif had a Kirsa, the Amir Bezol. The Poshup Shad means the lowest level of hay. Or maybe in the marketplace there was hay, so you go to the lowest price of hay. Whatever you say. But what does Rav say, Donnie? He says a little bit step up. Barley, you have to pay the cheapest price. Okay? So that's a little bit more expensive. So you would pay the breakfast, but how much you'd pay the breakfast? You'd always pay barley how much? 2/3. You'd be willing to give 2/3. You would not buy the barley unless you got a third discount. Where does Rashi get that from? From a Gemara Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis. The Gemara Bava Basra says this concept, that there's a notion of getting a barley on a discounted price, and therefore you'd only give your animal barley if you get a third off. I mean, you pay 2/3, you would get a third off. You have no problem with it. So according to Rabbi, you pay less money. According to Rabbi, you pay a little bit more. And Lamaisa, you're willing to pay 2/3 of that price of the what? Of the barley, halach Lamaisa. Now, where was this case? I want you to get this. What was this case of Bava Basra? So there is a sugya in Bava Basra that talks about Sivlonos. What is Sivlonos? Gifts. When they did Kiddushin or Erison, the meaning was the chassid would send gifts to his wife, to his kala. She is the kala, had kedushin. They didn't have nisuin yet, no heter bia. And he would send gifts. And lamais, he would send gifts to the kavod ishta. So let's say, God forbid, the kala doesn't want to go ahead with the nisuin. They're married still. He's got to give her a get. But she doesn't want a nisuin. Okay. So the father-in-law is obligated to give the gifts back. But what happens if some of the gifts, Donnie, please. What happens if some of the gifts were what? Were food. What do you do? Let's say some of the gifts are food, so they're perishable. So you can't give the food back. They probably were eaten already. So what do you do? So there's an understanding, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis, that you only have to pay 2/3 of the food back. So if you gave $100 worth of food, you'll pay 66.6 back to the Chassan's family, to the Chassan. And the Rashbam says that goes for all dinim where you have to return food. Where you actually ate the food on condition of not returning it. You thought it was your food. Why should I have to return it? Then it turns out you got to what? You got to return it. So it comes out, halacha lamaisa, you know, you have to pay 2/3. That's the understanding. So the Rashi with his bikiyas points out that's the bir adavar niskamar. You got to pay for hana. So Rabbi says you pay for the straw. You give the straw the lowest level for breakfast to the cow. Rava says, no, you buy barley, but you buy it for a third discount. So it's a little bit more money. Barley is obviously more expensive. It's Michael Behema than hay. And therefore, Lamaisa, that's the machlekes we have between Rava and Rava. It's an interesting, very interesting reasoning that we have here in this din. Okay? Let's see Vaitu Negamara, Don. Go ahead. So it's a classical machlekes between Rava and Rava. Go ahead. Right, there's a brisa supporting Rava, brisa supporting Rava. Go ahead. Excellent. You can't get any straight up like that. It says, Demei Amir Bilvad. It's mamish identical to it, so it's a beautiful raya. But note that it's a Tana Yechidah, so Shimon Bar Yochai. Yes? Go ahead, which is going to play a role in how we paskin. Go ahead, Netanya. Now, what's Kavo Kabayim? That's talking about a very good shear of expensive food. Let's say you ate expensive food. Kavo Kabayim. Yeah, go ahead. It's a measurement. It's a measurement, let's say, of good food. Yeah, go ahead. Right, you don't have to pay the value of what it's worth in the shuk. That would be Nezik. We're talking about, Ela Omdim. What does Omdim mean? We evaluate excellent. The Kame, what? How much would he pay to buy barley? The Mesorim, you know, how much would he shell out cash to buy barley? Not a kaver kabayim, because that's a lot, you know. That's a very big measurement of barley. But I'll give him a smaller measurement. Go ahead. Afalpi. Even though I normally feed my animal, what, only straw? But in this situation, since there was damage, we need to assess how much it was, we up it up a level. We elevated a level to be of barley. How much barley? Barley of what? Of two-thirds. Well, you would pay two-thirds. Not all the way the measurement of how much it would cost to buy kav or kabayim, which is a very big measurement. A kav is shisha kabin, and there are belugin in a kav. So it's a lot. It's a big measurement. Go ahead. A fikach? Wow. What happens if it eats wheat? Wheat is known as Michael Adam, not Michael Behema. Right? Barley is known as Michael Behema. So if the animal eats wheat, it's going to get diarrhea or get sick. What's the din? It's patel legamri. Why are you patel legamri? You tell me, you drop down from nezik, you don't have to pay. Not a punishment, because you didn't get any hana. It got sick. If it got sick, you're patel legamri. So what is this price accorded for? Guys, let's get it. What is this price accorded for? You tell me, what is this price accorded for in the Gemara? To be a raya for who? For Rava. Excellent. Now, how is it a raya for Rava? The Lechem Avirim asked this kasha. In what sense is this a raya for Rava? Did the Brisa say you pay two-thirds? So I want you to, I'm trying to convey to you how to learn up Gemara, right? So in the Gemara, it would have been beautiful if it had been Beferish, he would have paid two-thirds. Did it say that Beferish? And the Brisa didn't say it Beferish. All the Brisa is a raya, you paid the main sovereign. So Lechem Avirim asked this kasha. He says, in what sense is this Brisa a direct raya for Rava Shita? So he says, I'll tell you, it's a direct raya in the sense that it says you don't pay Demi Amir. That it doesn't say. So it's like it riyeth out of absence. It didn't say Demi Amir, which was Rabbah Shita. So since it went with Demi Sorin, it's more of a raya for Rava than Rabba. So then Mamela, you know that if it's Demi Sorin, it's got to be paving in Zol. You're not going to pay everything you ate. So when the Brisa says we have evaluated, assess, Lamaisa, how much the guy would what? Would buy, even though he's not regular pay, it was mistaber that it would be like that. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? That's what the Lechem Avirim wants to say. It's interesting the way he says it. Now the Torah Schayim, so everyone got what the Lechem Avirim said? Yeah. In other words, what was the problem with the Lechem Avirim? When you read the Brisa, did the Brisa say Beferish two-thirds? Yep. Didn't say it Beferish. So in what sense is it a riot? Didn't say it Beferish. So number one, it's a riot because it doesn't say Demi Amir. So it's not a raya for who? So it's definitely not a raya for Rabba, so process of elimination has got to be a raya for Rabba. It did say you paid the main sovereign. So it's mistaber that if you paid the main sovereign, you're going to pay what? You're going to pay an azol price, because you're not going to pay everything you ate, because that's hezek. You're not paying hezek, you're paying hana. So therefore it says that lechem avirim, that's what it means, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a raya. Okay? It's not a direct raya, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day. But the Yom Shul Shlomo says a little bit differently, which I want you to get. What does it say? Achla. What does achla mean? Didn't it say in the Brisa of the word achla? I think it said achla, no? Yeah, it said achla kava kabayim. So what does achla mean? Achla means sa'irim. That's what he says. Mashra shedibra gam b'sa'irim. That ate a davar roi l'behema. What's a roi l'behema? Barley is Michael Behema. Right? That's why what? We bring korban omers from barley. Because we acted like behemoths. We're 49 Shara Tuma. Therefore, by Korban HaOmer is when made of barley. Because we were mamish like behemoths. We're in the 49th level of Tuma. Every day of the Omer, we eradicated day. To reach up to the Shuas, which what's the Korban brought? The Shtei Alechem, which is made of what? Wheat. Which is Michael Adam. Which is, we were like human beings already. So he wants to tie into that. What Michael Aroy LeBehemoth? Didn't it say Michael Aroy LeBehemoth? Says, yeah, you have to feed the guy davar roi lebehema. So you have to pay like that min that's roi. Meaning that means barley, not demi amir. It doesn't have to say zol, because the Mishnah said mashanenis. Obviously what? Mashanenis means zol. Because if you're paying the face value of it, that's nezik. By hana, by definition, it's bezol. So that's another way you can read the brice. So I want you to get that down. That's the Yom Shul, the Torah Schat. The first shot was who? The Lechem Avirim, second shot who? Yom Shul Shlomo. Okay? The third Nakuda I want to mention on this is the Teres Chaim. The Teres Chaim just points out, why couldn't you bring a raya from the Mishnah, Ochla Chitim is Ptura? Why can't you bring a raya from the Mishnah? Because the Brisa says what? You ate Chitim or Dover Rala. What did the Brisa teach? We're Mishar Dover Rala. From the Mishnah, what did it say? Mishal Mashanenis, you have no raya. Because what is Mashanenis? What would you think Mashanenis might mean? What your palate had hana from. What's your palate called in Hebrew? Chech. you just had Mishal Mashanenis, I would think, what? Even though it got diarrhea or got shilshol, still its mouth enjoyed it. So I couldn't bring a raya from here that a dava ros potel legamri. That's why you need the brisa to bring out a raya that what? You would think that what by from the Mishnah, you would think you're chayiv even by wheat. At least Mashal Mashanenis. No. The brisa needs to elucidate, says the Torah Chaim, your potter and ganser. So it comes out. Let's get it. Comes out, Tani. Comes out, it's a machlokes rabba rava. Each one has a brisa. Each one has a brisa to what? Support them. So how do we paskin? How do we paskin? 1 second, Natan. We'll get to you. Okay, how do we paskin? Let's get it down. You understand how we said in the third Nakuda was, we remind you how it was a Ryan Lechem Avirim says, it's not a Ryan to me. Amir, and then you know it's Bezol, because otherwise you'd be paying what it worth, that's Hezek, that's not Hana, so it's got to be Bezol anyway. Okay? So it's Mestaber, let's move on, that it's two-thirds. And the Amshel Shlomo said, Achla means when the stomach what it eats, and therefore it's got to be Bezol as well. And then the Torah Chaim had out a Nakuda, which was a third Nakuda, which was what? The two Nakudas were, how is a Raya for Rav? The third Nakuda was, why could you be a Raya Achla, something bad for the spot from the Mishnah? Because I would think it's palate got Hana. You see from the price, it's got to be Hana from the stomach. And since it had Shil Shulamaisa, you're Pata Ligam. You got it? Okay. How do we paskin, Donnie? Let's get it down. Very good. This is a very good exercise methodology in Gemara, how we paskin from the Rishonim. Let's see. We had a Machleis Rav, a Rav, each one had a Brisa. How do we say Halacha L'maaseh? Let's go. So the bottom line is, the Rif and the Rosh and the Rashba point out this Machleis is how to paskin. What's the Svar to say we should paskin like Rava? He was Basroi. He's later. What's the Svar we should paskin like Rabba? He was the Rebbe of Rava. Rabba was the Rebbe of Rava. Let's get this, please. Evan. The Svar to say Halacha like Rava, Halacha kabasroi, which we once mentioned in Shir last semester, I believe. That the Rif and Erevin, in the end of Erevin, says, why do we hold like the Bavli against Yushami? The Bavli was written 200 years after the Yushami. Had more information. So if you're later, you can see the previous sheet and decide if you think it's right or wrong. What's the Svar to say like Rabba? Because Rabba was his Rebbe. Okay. So let's get it. The Rosh, the Rashba, and the Miri quote a Raiva that passed like Rava. They quote a Raiva that passed like Rava. The Rosh and the Rashba and the Miri quote the Raiva who passed like Rava. The Rabbeinu Hanano passes like who I gave it to you on the daf? Like Rava. Excellent. The Miri says the Halacha is like Rava. Why? You saw it inside? Mistaber Tama. He thought his Svara was better. He thought the Svara was better. Why should you pay the lowest hay? Why should you pay the lowest hay? Pay what? You should pay what? Pay lamaisa what you feed an animal sorim. It eats sorim, even though you personally pay him hay. Okay, you're a cheap guy. You're not nice to your animal. You give him hay. I don't care about subjectivity. I care about objective. Objective is that 2/3 of the barley should be paid. And moreover, I want to ask you, what's the svar of Rabba? You guys tell me, what's the svar of Rabba? What's the svar? He doesn't hold to this assessment business, Donnie. Rabba doesn't hold this assessment business that the Balaam would pay Demei Sorim Bezol. How do you know that? How do you know they would pay Demei Sorim Bezol? Rava said that. Rabba maybe challenged that and says, how do you know that's the case? Halach Lamaisa. How do you know that's the case? So Lamaisa, the Miri and the Mishnah Nachlastov, the Rishash, or Samech Ramazu, the Umdenuz, if you would find Sorim Bezol, you would buy it in order to make your behemoth strong. In order to make your behemoth strong, you would what? In order to make your behemoth strong, you would give him barley. Right? But you wouldn't buy it for an expensive amount. That's the svar. Maybe Rabbi doesn't hold of that. Maybe Rabbi doesn't hold of that. Halacha l'maaseh. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, rove people do that. Rove people do buy what? Sorim Bezol. Right? But the bottom line is what? Ein hocha b'mamon? Achar rove. So therefore, what? Rabbi l'maaseh. Rabbi would say, you know, I don't like that sheet. I don't like that, Lamaisa. I don't like that. Rabba would say, I would say it's subjectivity or not, Lamaisa. Is this subjective or objective? This assessment business. Do rove people eat it or not? Would rove people buy the what? Buy the barley for cheap or not? Rava says yes. It's objective. And it's a very strong rove. How do you lumb the size it? Normally you don't go bust a rove in any moments, but this is a strong rove. What did Rabbi Kivager say we mentioned? That if it's a 99% rov, even in the Dinimamas we followed. Question is, how do you assess this? That's a 74%, let's say it's a 70, 8% rov of people doing it. Is a gigantic super duper rov from 78 on, or do you need 79 on? Maybe that's how we want to be Mazel Nachlegs Rav and Rav here. You follow me? Why does Rav not hold of this assessment for? Because he holds it's not a strong enough rov. You need to be 79%, it was only 78. And Rav says, no, 78 is strong enough to what? To be good in Dini Mamadis. This is how we want to touch up this Machlekes. You follow me? Yair, you got me? Yeah, what is Rav's assessment? Yes. Rabbi Nachman passes like Rabba. The Rosh and the Rashba and the Miri quote arrived with Pascha like Rava. And the Miri also holds like Rava, but he says the Sfar of Rava is Mistaber. And we're saying why? Because it's a Rov he's based on. So is the Rov strong enough? So Shlomo Zalman says, this Rov is not strong enough, Lamaisa. That's why Rava doesn't like it. So we're saying that that's Kufa to Makhlai's Rava Rava. But normally by Rov, we don't hold like it, Dini Momenus. Ain't Olchem Amenach Rov. But a gigantic Rov, Rabbi Givayas is good. What's gigantic? So let's say it was 79%. Is 79% enough to be? It was 78%. Do you need 79 or 78 enough to be called a gigantic rov? Rava says, I go bust of the rover because it's a good enough. 78 and more is good enough. No, Rava says it's got to be 79 and it's not. That's how we want to lum the size. You follow me? This is the lum that we want to say the pshat is.
Can Rebbe say
yes.
Again where the rov comes into play? I understand.
Rov people that own animals, if they can buy barley on the cheap, they will do it. That's what Rava says. Rava denies it. So I'm saying, what is that Rov? So we're lumdicizing it, and they're saying it's at 78. Is that enough to say it's enough that we go bust the Rov and Dinimamas, or do you need 79? Because normally you don't follow Rov and Dinimamas.
Why can't you read it differently?
What are you going to read? You can't just say differently. Well, you got another offer.
Doesn't the Magen Mishnah read it differently?
Well, that's in the Rambam. We're going standard Pshat and Gemara. Hay or barley? Standard Pshat and Gemara. Let's wait. Let's wait. We didn't get it up to the Rama. Okay, you got this, Yair? That's the machlokes we want to suggest. Yonas, are clear? That's the machlokes Rabbi Rav we want to suggest. Okay. I want to just add on, before we get to the Rama, Matthew was asking. I gave you the rush to look at inside. You guys saw the rush?
Yeah.
So I want to elucidate that, because there's a rush also in Perek HaZav above Metziah that I want to say over as well. Let's get it. The Rosh, in the end of Simon Hay, points out, the Rif paskins like Rabba. The Rif quotes those that are paskins like Rabba, like Adam said those before the Rif, because it was his Rebbe, he's the Rebbe of Rava. And there are those who paskins like Rava because Basroi. What did he say the Ravid said? Please get this down. What do we say the Ravid said?
Like
the Ravid holds like Rava because it's Stam Brysa, meaning it's a Rabbim, it's a Chachamim. What was the Brysa that supported Rabba, Shimon? It was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. No, the price that supported Rabba was Shimon Bar Yochai. So you want to go with the sheet that has what? Tanakh Havas is Rabin. Okay? The price that was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Okay, good. However, I saw quoted, please get this, I saw quoted, look in the Rosh, in Bob Metziah, in the Agosa Grip. In the Agosa Grip under the Rosh, says, I am Ashikaz of Rosh Pirkazav. So I wasn't lazy.
Yeah, it says that where's
Perek Azav? Fourth Perek above Metziah. So I got the Rosh above Metziah. So the Rosh, I want you to get this, please. It's in Simon Yud Tes. Please get it. There's a Gemara here that's presented. A Machloikis between Abai and Rava. That's at least the gears that we have in the Shas above Metziah. Okay, on Daphnun Beis. So Machloikis between Abai and Rava. And Lamaisa, usually when there's a Machlokes Abai of Rava, who do we hold like? You guys tell me. Abai of Rava, look at Rava. So unless it's Yalkagam. Paschal like Rava. Okay? Paschal like Rava. There's a problem though with that Gemara. Because who's presented first in that Gemara? Rava before Abai. Doesn't happen anywhere in Shas. We never present, Ravina Rashman wrote the Gemara, always present Abai's opinion first and then Rava. Abai was a Rosh Yeshiva before Rava. They're from the Beis Medrash. When they said over to, they wrote down the Gemara, they always present Abai before Rava. So how could the Gemara here in Bava Metziah present Rava before Abai? So you know what he says? It's a wrong girsa. It's Rava and Abai. It's Rava and Abai. No, and therefore we pass it like Abai because Abai was later. It's Rava and Abai, and he says the halacha would be what like Abai the Basroyu. That's what he says. Amazing. So I want you to get that shtickle down. Again, the Gemara there says Rav and Abaye cannot be. We always hold like Rav against Abaye, but why would you present Rav before Abaye? Abaye is a Rosh Yeshiva before Rav. So he said, it cannot be Rav, it was Rav. It's Rav and Abaye. Who's the halacha like? Abaye, because Abaye's got Basroi Ninu. So please get that rush that we're adding on. Okay. Now we turn to the Rambam Shita. Let's go, guys.
Meaning,
it's a prevalent svara, very strong svara. Seems to be that's the reason why we go like halacha l'maisa.
Is there a nafamina between whether you call it
pasra or sam? I'm just saying he might have been hedging with this, our rush. Our rush gave two reasons. Number one, that it was what basra, and number two is what stam what?
Yeah.
Stam rabin. So he added that on. But I'm just saying the rush in Perik Bum in Bumitsi and Perazav goes with Basroi alone, but he changes it. When we have Abaye for Rav, you always go like Rav. But the presentation is Abaye always before Rav. They're not, how would it be Rav before Abaye? So it must be Rav and Abaye. Still you hold like Abaye can come Basroi Ninu. So I'm saying here in the rush, he has Basroi plus what? That the price is Kirabin. There in Bumitsi, he says Kibasroi alone. Yes, Dan.
Are we showing that passing like Basroi? It's only by Amoris,
no? Is that true? I don't remember. I got to look into it more, okay? I don't remember. Is that true? It's a good question you're saying. There's Donnie saying, do we say that Sfar of Basroi only by Amoroim? Or we say it even by Tanoim? My leaning is to say it only by Amoroim, but I don't. Let me look into it more to see if it favors. Okay? Yes, real quick.
The Amoroim, when they were writing, they knew which Tanoim came later, so they would have possibly, so to say, like later Tanoim.
Maybe. Could be, but Donnie's asking, within Tanoim, let's say, there's no Amoroim that commented, who do we hold like? Is there a notion of Basroi even by Amoroim, by Tanoim? Well, let's take a case where Noam Aroyim commented on a machlekes in Tanoim.
When do we have a case?
You have Mishnah, many Mishnayas. There's many Mishnayas in Shisha Sidri Mishnah that the Gemara never comments on. That's why you got to be a Baki Mishas. Not just the 2,700 Davim Mishas. You have to all know all the Mishnayas. Taras, Roim, where the Gemara doesn't comment on. The many Mishnayas the Gemara doesn't touch. Okay? Yushalmi has, you know, in Zroim, and Chala, and all the Masechtas has Gemara. We don't have Gemara. Only Masechta we have on Gemara and Zeroyim is Brachas, right? In the Bavli. Okay. I don't know. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Maybe it was more prevalent, the Shilas. They didn't have Jews and Meisah Shilas like in Eretzra. I'm not sure. Maybe the Zeroyim is Halacha L'Maisah. I'm not sure. That's what I would say at first glance. They had Shilas and Gemara. Okay. Now we turn to the Rambam. Let's go, guys. What's the Rambam Shita? Thank you, Adam, for getting it. Thank you for getting it. The Rambam says an amazing thing. Rambam in Perek Gimel, this came up in Halacha Aleph, I believe it is. Rambam says, I'm sorry, it's Halacha Beis. Reading the Rambam, he says, Ketzad Nichlas Rushas Anizik V'Achla Shumshamin Olut. Did anyone look up what Lut meant? What did Lut mean? Did anyone look up what Lut meant? I meant to, I forgot to. Shumshamin is sesame. What is Lut? Lamed Vav Tof. Lamed Vav Tes. If the animal ate sesame or Lut, Shavadini Yipay Adinar. What happened to each Meshusha Rav and Enes? Ronos Okilain Sorin, O Amir, Umisham Dme Amir, Om Dme Sorin Bezol, Rabbanish Shalalim. Rabbanish Shalalim. The Rambam says like both. The Rambam says like both. He says Dme, first he mentions Sorin, O Amir, and then he says Dme Sham Dme Amir, Om Dme Sorin Bezol. It's amazing. You either look what the Sorin or Amir is, and you pay Dme Amir, Om Dme Sorin. The Rambam passes both. Now Rav Shechter Shlita always points out to us, whenever you see that goes Mamonios on the bottom, He's never saying shot in the Rambam. The Nosei Kalim or Ron, so actually, you got to look at the Nosei Kalim in the Rambam. Magid Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah, Magid Mishnah, Kesem Mishnah, Lechem Mishnah. They are Mashmah the Rambam. The Gos Mamonos always quotes the Balei Hataisis that argue on the Rambam, and that goes true here. He says, "Ikaman the Pasuker Rav, Ikaman the Pasuker Rav." That's right. Loshen Alfas Adkan. That's the Aleph there. The Aleph there. The Gos Mamonos always quotes Shitas against the Rambam. He's not touching the Rambam. So Lomaisa, what's shot in the Rambam? Stachapelo. Oh, please get it. Magid Mishnah says, how could the Rambam ma'ariv this machlekes? Either hold like one or the other. You hold like Rabba Rav. That's why this is so methodological, guys. Gemara presents Rabba and Rav, and the Rambam holds like both. So what's the pshat?
Sorry, where is this Rambam? Pirik
Gimel Alacha Beis. Hilchos Niskim Omen. Okay? So frek the Magid Mishnah, how could it be the Rambam's ma'ariv this machlekes? Adam, let's go. Let's work. You got me? How could the Rambam do it? I know it's you're tired, so we got to work. So what's the pshat? So the Magid Mishnah says like this. The Magid Mishnah says the Rambam was mistopic, who the Halacha is like. So you know what you do? You always pay the minimum. Pay the minimum. Because I want to tell you a new definition of what Tamei Amir is. What is Tamei Amir? A pile of sheaves. A pile of sheaves. Sometimes Tamei Sorin is Bezol, and it's less than the Tamei Amir. Tamei Amir doesn't mean hay. According to the Rambam, Amir doesn't mean hay. It means individual barley seeds. But I'll tell you what, you know what, Tamei Amir means sheaves of barley. Sheaves of barley. Whereas Tamei Sorin means barley seeds on their own. So sometimes Tamei Sorin is more expensive than what? Sometimes the Sheboilim are considered to be what? Cheaper. And sometimes the Tamei Sorin is cheaper. It depends. So the Lechem Mishnah says that's what the Magen Mishnah said the Pshat was at Tamei Amir. Who's that against? What did Rashi say Tamei Amir meant? Straw. It's always cheaper. The Magen Mishnah says, no, Tamei Amir meant sheaves of barley, which sometimes is cheaper than Tamei Sorin, sometimes more expensive. So the Rambam says, you know what? You paid a cheaper one. That's what the Rambam's saying. You paid a less one. That's what the Rambam means when he says this.
Why?
Interpolation of the Rambam. It's an interpolation of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he says the Mishalim, he means an interpolation of the Rambam. Tamei Amir or Tamei Sorin. It means an interpolation of the Rambam means you pay the cheap one. Because sometimes one is more expensive than the other. I would have thought the sheaves would have been much more than a barley sheaf. You never know. Maybe the sheaves is a bad part of the year. Maybe it's a bad part of the year, which we're going to get to. But that's the pshat of who? The Magid Mishnah with the Lechem Mishnah. Second pshat, Nachlas David. Nachlas David says that the Rambam is mistopic and you should be chayiv how much? Demei Amir. But if you do tfis on Tamei Sorin, we let him keep it. That's what he meant. Of course you pay the most cheaper one, Shimon. You pay Tamei Amir's. Tamei Amir means straw, like Rashi. But if he's tofis, if he does tfis on Tamei Sorin, let him keep it. Lo mafkinimine. That's the Nachlas Dovid. And then the third shot is the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam says that Rav and Rav are not arguing. Amazing. What does Tamei Amir mean? Same thing, packages of sheaves. Means what? It means packages. It means a bundle of sheaves. Tisorim shibolim. And it's talking about during the harvesting time, the springtime, which is that they have to eat it in that manner. They mamish take the sheaves and they eat it like this, like the ear on the corn. Whereas lamaisa, if it's the winter, if it's the fall, then they eat the sorim without the shibolim. So therefore, it depends on what? Depends which is what. They're not arguing at all. You'll pay the cheaper one. Okay? In the harvest season, no, they eat the sheaves. In the harvest season, they eat the sheaves in the spring. In the non-harvest season, in the winter, let's say, in the fall, in the summer, they eat the sorin. So whichever is cheaper, the mastama, that's what you're going to have to pay. But they're not arguing, rabba rabba. You guys tell me why. What's the difficulty with this pshat?
Why does the mazik get to choose?
No, but just in pshat in the Gemara.
It's presented as a machleik.
It's Tanakh of us and Rav, Tanakh of us and Rav. Please get that down. Nachlas David asked on the Kesef Mishnah, how do you say they're not arguing? It's very clear that Pashim Shat that they're what? That they're arguing. What'd you say? Kesef Mishnah says that the way you're presenting the Rambam is that there's no machleik in the Gemara between Rav and Rav. That's ridiculous. The Gemara says Tanakh of us and Rav. Tanakh of us and Rav. The Gemara seems to say there's a machleik. That's what Nachlas David asks on the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, it's a kasha. It's a kashlum. I think maybe the Kesef Mishnah might mean in, like the Magid Mishnah in the end of the day. You pay whatever what, pay whichever one is cheaper. But even the Magid Mishnah seemed to be saying that what? The way the Magid Mishnah presented, it seems like they're really not arguing, no? Doesn't the Magid Mishnah seem to, he was mistabi who the halacha is like. So Magid Mishnah understood that it was a halacha. You just pay the cheaper one. Sometimes the Maisa, one's cheaper and one's not cheaper. So I guess, see, according to Magid Mishnah, there was a machlekes. That there's no doubt. I guess they have to alumnicize it as well. There's which is more cheaper, whichever one's more cheaper, maybe more of the year, they said that's the definitive one. Even though at times it might be more expensive. Go ahead, Adam. Is that what you're going
to
say?
The Magen Mishnah is saying there's a machlokes, but the Rambam brings down both to give the mazik the upper hand so that he can choose whatever is going to be cheaper.
But there's a machlokes.
Right, yeah,
but I'm saying, what's, I understand what I'm saying. What's the machlokes according to Magen Mishnah and the Gemara? You know what I mean? I mean, each one chose... And each one chose the one that's more cheaper, but it's not always the cheaper one. So what was their svara? So I'm saying their svara must have been that Maybe most of the year it was this way, and we went with that. Even at times where it was more expensive, I would go with that. And the other shita said, no, maybe it's more mistaber to say that. See, it's more mistaber to say, the other shita tells us, you know, it's more mistaber to say that the barley seeds were the koveya. Even though it wasn't most of the year, more cheaper, but maybe it's more mistaber to treat it to the base sorin themselves. You have to come up with a svara according to the Magen Mishnah. Yeah, go ahead.
You could say that there's a machlokas because one says it's barley, one says it's the
sheaves.
It's the sheaves,
right?
But that like Rashi says that the demesa orin you only have to pay for 2/3 of it.
Right.
So meaning it's that they're talking about different things. It's a machlokas and whether the.
There's when you say the demesa orin one, it's really 2/3 of it. So it might offset the fact that you're paying for the first sheet of sheaves. Right. You're saying. I'm just saying, though, Mice, you got to come up this far because some parts of the year, you know, it's that's cheaper, but other parts of the year it's not. So if it's not, why would you choose that? You know, that sheet. So you got to think about what the svara would be. That's something to think about. We got to think about it a little bit more. You hear what I'm saying, Adam? Well, how do you be mazed with the machlekes and the gemara? Yes, go ahead, Adam. Matthew, go ahead.
Whatever is kashrus and seder, why are we saying that the mazik gets the upper hand here?
Why do you say he gets the upper hand?
It says, Mashma, I think it says the exact words. So, Yad Mazik, Yad Helion.
You tell me. Motsu Mechavero.
All of Lavi Raya. But if you say that this isn't DNA.
We don't know how much it pays.
But if you say Nen.
It's cash, though. Doesn't mean there is. Nen is cash.
It's cash?
Yeah, it's cash. So you say much of a riot, so he pays the most,
so
pays the little
Mazik
amount.
Always has the upper hand.
Yeah,
much
of a
riot. But now that I've gotten the riot from you, why do you choose what you pay me?
Well, we don't know how much you pay. That's an ishayla. How do we paskin? So you always say much of a riot. I'll pay the smallest amount. You're saying good. Yaro al yon. The Mazik is Yaro al yon. Very good. Okay. You had a kasha a long time ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead, that time.
Didn't Rashi say that places 2/3 because they wouldn't want to pay off
for barley,
right?
They want a third discount.
We have not said that when the Bryce has said
the Bryce of Rava knew. How do you see the Bryce of Rava with that? How do you fit it in real quick? What do you want to say?
Come out and rope set lachil.
No,
you say the word you can actually say it didn't need the word rope set, and once you have the word rope set, that proves it.
Okay, but it doesn't say 2/3, you know.
Yeah, but Rashi said in general that's what we say, but
okay, you're saying it's been did kama rotes. I mean, how much a guy would pay and they wouldn't want to pay the full amount. I hear you. It's good. It's a good aura, what you're saying. Good. That fits in with the Lechem Avirim and the Amsa Shlomo. Very good. Okay. We got this now? Okay, good. Fight to the Gemara now. Okay, we got this now, and that's the way we paskin. Interesting Shiloh. And how do we paskin at the end of the day? That's how the Rambam says it. Can anyone check the Choshen Mishpat? Can anyone check the Choshen Mishpat? No, what does it say in Choshen Mishpat? You remember? Did anyone get a chance to look at Chayshin Mishpat? I should have looked this morning in Shulchan Aruch, Chayshin Mishpat. What's the din? What do you say? What is the Shulchan Aruch? There's so many different shitas in the Psak, we should come up with a halakha. So let's say it over right now. Let's say it over right now, Lamaisa. What's the din in such a case? Halakha Lamaisa. You see the Shulchan Aruch? The Shulchan Aruch say something on this? I don't know, we have to check. He doesn't have it here in the back. Usually this is the halakha, right? Usually this is the halacha, but we didn't see. We didn't see what the din is. Okay, we have to check what the Shulchan Aruch says, halacha l'mayis. Okay, vayitin the Gemara, let's go. Let's see the Gemara inside. Who is reading? Tani, let's go. Let's see the Gemara. New topic now, guys. Go ahead. Very famous topic, but it comes from here, the din of Hanah, so we have to see this. We have to go through it well. Go ahead, let's see the Gemara. Let's just show me Charles. You have to the Shemai. Go ahead. What does that mean? Chista said, "Rami Rachama, you weren't with us last night in the Tchum." What does Tchum mean? Rashi has two pshatim. What's the first pshat of Rashi? Yeah, in other words, you weren't in our Tchum. You couldn't walk Friday night because you can't walk outside our Tchum on Shabbos. 2,000 amos. So you weren't able to come to us and speak our Torah, our conversation. What's Rashi's other pshat? It means the Beis Medrash. I mean, you weren't in the Beis Medrash. But I want to attach the two. There's a Rashi in Yuma. I'm sorry, Rashi in Zvachim, Beizim and Beis, that says you weren't with us yesterday on Shabbos because you weren't with the Tchum on Shabbos. You weren't able to come to Beis Medrash. So you combine the two Pshatim. You follow me? Pashup Shan Rashi is the first shot is you weren't with us and the Tchumi couldn't come. Second shot is you weren't with us in the Bismedish. The word Tchumi is Bismedish. But I'm combining the two based on the Rashi and Zvachim, which means that what? Since you were outside the Tchum, you couldn't come to Bismedish. And here's our discussion entirely. Okay, go ahead. But we spoke about beautiful things. Minim al Yasa. Dvarim Chashuvim. Go ahead. Isn't all Torah Milam al Yusuf? It's bothered by you. Not allowed to say, oh, this I like this part of the Torah, I don't like this part. Chas v'shalom. It's an asur to Gemara, says Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to say that. You love the whole Torah. Anyone who says any part of the Torah boring is not right. All parts of Torah get interesting. You have kashas, lomdas. Doesn't make a difference what the din is. Okay? So what's going on here? So I'll tell you what I think the pshat is. You follow what I was bothered by? No, I want to say halacha l'maisa. This is supposed to come up, shilas halacha l'maisa a lot. These are dvarim chashuvim because you're going to be asked these shilas, guys. We have to know how to paskin. That's what I think he means. Okay? Go ahead. Of course, all Torah is tremendous. It's all dvarim chashuvim. But this is shilas halacha l'maisa you need to know. Go ahead. Amalei, Rav Chisda said, let's go, Danny. Go ahead. Amalei. Wow. If you live, Dar means you live in the chutzar of your friend. Your mom is going, he's got a, like a summer. And my Talmud in California in L.A. has a house in his backyard. His mom is a house, separate house, small house, where people stay. So you go in there without permission. And you what? And you sleep without his knowledge. Do you have to pay or not? It's a very good shiloh, no? So I want you to get this down. What does the word shalom idata mean? Please get it. So it means without knowledge, but it's lav davke, Shimon. It's lav davke, Nosson. Let's get it. Tosis later on Chafal from Rav Damascus Kedji, it says, even if the guy knew about it. I went in his backyard house, the pool house, whatever it is.
Guest house,
and I slept there. Lamaisa, even if he knew about it, it's lav davke. So the Torah writes, please get it, in Simon Shin, Samech Gimel, Osvav, the Torah in Chashin Mishpat says, that the Baal HaChatzar saw him living there and didn't say a word. When the Gemara says, Shalom Midaito, Slav Davke, even Midaito. He saw him living there and didn't say a word to him. Because if he told him, get out, and he didn't get out, of course you got to pay the guy. Guy said, get out. No, Chazar. He just went there for a day or two. Yeah. So what's it? You got to be 3 years to squat on land. So what's up, Shot? He is a squatter, you're right, but only a day or two. So what's the din here? So the din is, even if he says to him, get out, and you don't leave, of course you got to pay, that's for sure. So when it says lav davke, you only need lav davke, even mi daito. Says the Bach, if it wasn't for the tour, what would I say? If it wasn't for the tour, what would I say, Donnie? If I saw the guy in there, and he was quiet, what would I say? Shtika kodo, he doesn't mind. That's what the Bach says. Comes the tour and says no. He says no. Says the Bach, if it wasn't for the Torah, I would say Shtika Kodah, and therefore you don't have to pay him a penny. Because you didn't tell him to get out, must be you're okay with it. No! The Torah says the Savik, the Gemara, Lamaisa would be, if you would tell him, Lamaisa, get out of my Chatzar, right? The Maskana would be what? The Maskana is the Gemara of the Chatzar, it's not a menace, I'll ask you a putter. Even if the Baal Chatzar protests, let's say I told him to get out, and I never charge what? Charge a penny for rent. So he'd be putter. That's the chiddush of the Torah. I want you to get it out. Even if I tell him to get out, and he doesn't get out, he has to pay him for all the schar, even if it's normally not rented out. Even if it's not rented out, and the dyer normally doesn't need it, he has other houses. The guy who's living there doesn't need to stay there. So the Torah is saying that if I tell him to get out, he doesn't get out, he's chayv to pay me, even if I normally don't rent it out. That's what the chiddush of the Torah is. Okay? The suffix in Argamar is where he saw him, he didn't say a word to him. So it's either Shalom Idaito, he had no knowledge, or even if he had Midaito, he didn't say a word. But we don't say Shtika Kodah. We don't. Shilas, must he pay or not? This introduces to an amazing topic of Zen Nen of Zelochasr, which are four permutations that we're going to see. We're going to write them on the board. You must know them all. Okay, let's go. So what does it say in the Gemara? Very quickly, Matthew. Quick, go ahead.
Does this all mean like if am I posheya if someone's living in my area without me, my das?
No, why would you be posheya?
So like if let's say my building, there's a fire in my building and someone dies who's squatting there, I don't think so.
I don't think so. You're not chayav to pay kofar. You didn't do anything. Kofar is no kofar by Aish anyway. Didn't the Gemara say daf kofov? No kofar Aish. There's no chiv. No chiv. So let's get it down, Danny. Go ahead. Let's go. What's the shayla? Hey, chidomi. Let's go, guys. What's the case? Go ahead. I normally never rent it out. The landlord never rents it out. Go ahead. What does that mean? The Gavra's got many houses where he could stay by many friends and wouldn't charge him a penny. He could stay one or the other. Let's get it down. What's the din in that case? Potter. Zelon. I wrote them all down in my notebook. Okay? Let's get it. This case of Zelon Nene, the Zelon Chatzer, is Potter. Okay? Zelo Nene, Vizelo Chaser. Punter, guys. Why did this guy get no Hanoi? He slept there because he could have gone to his own house or he could have gone to other friends who wouldn't charge him a penny. Which is a Chiddush. Because the bottom line, we're going to get, well, hopefully we'll get to that Svar. I don't know if we have time today. The bottom line is he did have Hanoi. Slept in my bed, my cot. But the din is putter. Donnie, fight to the Gemara, number two. Let's go.
Hello.
Ah, I mean, I normally rent out and the guy has nowhere to stay. Mom is nowhere. And he would have to pay for it. What's that din? Zenenem, Zechasr, Chayim. So what's your Shiloh? Zenenem? Vizeh chaser chayiv. So what on earth is your shiloh? Devarim al yosso. Right? Devarim al yosso. Go ahead, Danny. My. So, I'm sorry, low.
Oh, low.
Low, period. Tzricha. We need it for the following case. Go ahead. So what's the shiloh? The chaser normally I don't rent out, but the guy what? The guy has nowhere to stay. So my, what's the din? What is that case? That's called Zeh what? Zeh lo chaser. Zeh what? Zeh nene, Zeh lo chaser. Let's write it down. Zeh nene. Zeh nene. Zeh lo chaser. What's the din? Go ahead, Danny. Can he say to him, what have you what? You're not missing any money. You normally don't rent it out. So I should be putter. Oh, what? Bottom line is you drive on Noah. You slept there. So what did he say? Amarle, what did Rabbi Rechama say? Said it's a Mishnah. Go ahead. Say, where's the Mishnah? Which Mishnah? Go ahead. When you do something for me, when you fold up my handkerchief, then I'll tell you. Yes? Strange, no? So we have to see what's the answer. Go ahead, Amarle.
Hold on. He said you have to do something for me?
Rami Bar Chama said, if you do an avoda for me, yes, then I'll answer your shiloh, which mishnah it was. Okay? Amarle. It's our mishnah. You're on, no, you have to pay what you. So what does he say on the board? Let's get it. Rami Bar Chama says what? You're chayiv, yes? We'll write it down, guys. Rami Bar Chama says you're chayiv, and Rava's going to be docha the raya. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but Rava is docha the raya. Okay. First thing is first. Let's get the pshat in the Gemara. What's this all about that he made him do an avoda first? What is he? What's pshat with that? So I want you to get it. I want you to get this. Rav Shimon Shkop in his Akdama quotes from his brother-in-law. Okay? Rav Shimon Shkop in his Akdama, the Shari Yosher, quotes a pshat, a very beautiful pshat from his brother-in-law. What's a pshat? Okay? Rav Shimon Mitels, he says like this. He said to him, you know, I don't think Rami Bar Chama said to Rav Chista, I don't think you're going to appreciate what I say until you express that you'll be a Talmud of mine. And the halacha is that an Eved, Lamais, has to do certain actions that a master does, halacha lamaisa. All the malachas that an eved chayav l'rabo, a Talmud does for his Rebbe. So the Shari Yosha writes a beautiful pshat. He says, the maisa, before you serve me, I don't think you're not going to appreciate what I paskin and what I say. And you're not going to think about the words. You're not going to take them seriously. Once you do something, lamaisa, that shows you're a Talmud, you're going to take what I say in depth. It shows you're going to want to learn from me. And therefore, in that vein, you'll appreciate my psak. So he says, I'm not going to tell you which mission it is until you do something that shows that you're a Talmud of mine. Then you'll appreciate what I say. You can close it, Yair. Okay, I'm sorry you close it. Shimon, you want to close it? You can close it too as well. You hear what I'm saying? And that's why he says it, halach lamaisa. This is the beautiful pshat. This is what Rav Shimon Shkop says, lamaisa. V'shem his brother-in-law, Rav Shlomo Zalman from Tells. You got the pshat? It's not just Tommy was showing that he was showing, oh, you got to serve me. He's showing me, you're not going to appreciate what I say until you, otherwise you'll say you don't think I know what I'm saying. That's the first shot I want to say over. The second shot, Lamaisa, is that the Torah Chaim says like this. He says, when you admit to me that I'm greater than you in Torah, and that your royal Lashamish is a Talmud, then I'll tell you over. So the second shot is, I want you to acknowledge that I'm greater than you in Torah. By doing that, he's showing that he's greater than Torah. So I think you could connect it with the first shot. You're not going to appreciate it. It wasn't because he was a bald guy, but God forbid. The Maritz Chayis just points out, though, that any malacha that an Eved is chayv to his Rebbe, a Talmud is chayv to his Rebbe, and when he says, when you serve me, it shows that you have to learn from me. And in this manner, you'll be my Talmud, and then I'll tell you, Lamaisa. It creates a chiyuv shatat tzarich lilmo mimeni, yes. Otherwise, you don't necessarily have to You don't necessarily have to hear my answer. Once you establish yourself as a Talmud, then Lamais, you have to hear my answer, I guess. And I guess at the same time, it's Machayiv him to say it, you know, in that sense. So those are three pshatim, very similar to the first two. And maybe the third one is the second pshat, but that's the beer in this Gemara, Lamais. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following, guys. There's a lot we got to see here. First of all, Rashi, we pointed out, what does it mean that the guy's not nene? Why is he not nene? Because he could have stayed by what? He has other homes. He could have stayed by someone else for free. If you noticed, I gave it to you, the Shittim Gubetza says, B'Shem Rabbeinu Chanano, a different shot. This man is so famous that people want him to stay at his house for free. Rashba quotes this shot as well. You know, no, the fellow that squatted is a very famous man. And the reason why it's not Nana, because he could have stayed anywhere else. People are always saying, come stay at my house. Come stay at my house. Or like a rav when it comes to community, people, different balabatim want him to stay by his house. So Lamaisa, that's what Rabbeinu Chananel quotes here, but it's quoted in the Shittim Gubetz, not on the Daf. And the Rashba quotes Tup Shatim. Either it means that you have your own home or you have people have you over for free, or people seek after you. These are considered to be a gavra kosher. Okay. So how many things do we write on the board? Three permutations, but there's a fourth.
Yeah.
Fourth permutation is a machlekes and rishonim. Let's write it down. Ze lo nene veze chaser. Ze lo nene, number four. Ze lo nene. Zeh lo chaser. Did I write that right? Yes. Zeh lo nene zeh chaser. No, I'm sorry. Zeh chaser. Get rid of the word zeh. Lo. Zeh lo nene zeh chaser. Tosfos. The guy got no hana because he could have stayed someone else. But the guy normally rents it out. So Tosfos and the Rashba say potter. Tosfos and the Rashba write potter. The Farish. Because he wasn't nene, but the Rif, the Ram, and the Rosh say you're chayv to pay. Rif, Rambam, the Rosh say you're chayv l'shalim. Because why? Because they derive benefit chasru mamon. Chasru mamon, and another word to say it is achal chasrono. They basically ate up. They derive benefit from his loss. So let's see it inside. Okay, let's see it inside now, Betheirish. Because he wasn't nene, right? He wasn't nene, so why should he pay? Really? The Riff and the Rambam and the Rosh say, no, you're chayiv to pay, because why? He did lose out, because why? Why did he lose out, Donnie? Let's do it. The bottom Tosis. Go ahead. What does the bottom Tosis say? Chafam Ra'alf. Go ahead. What does that mean? You tell me, Donnie. Everyone sees a new guy squatting. No one's going to ask to what? No one's going to ask him to rent. So, I mean, you messed him up. You messed him up. The fact that you're squatting there messed him up. Other guys would have given him money. So if other guys would have given him money, it's a bad thing. You understand why that's a chasser. Previous tosis now, Donnie. Let's go. Let's go ahead. So even if it's rented out, and even if the guy, doesn't normally, pay, because he's got other homes, or he's a chashiv, or he could stay somewhere else for free. Go ahead. Have it what? Have it matzah lemeimar. That's what I wrote on the board. Tyson and Rashba say putter. The cave-in. Garam. Even though you caused the hefsid l'chaveiro, because he does rent it out. Dafilu, please get these words down, guys. Dafilu. Grumma. Now what does this mean? What does this mean, guys? You got to get it. He says, Lamaisa, you caused the grumma because other guys would have rented it out. They saw you there and therefore they didn't ask. But that's a grumma. You know what it's like? It's like you going into someone's home, taking him out of his own home and locking the door so you don't let a guy use his own home. You lock the door, you drive a guy out of his house, lock the door in front of him. The Rush adds on another case where I was asked by Shimon to work on his field and I let it fallow. By me letting it fallow, it caused him a loss. But I got nothing out of it. What is this called? That's called a grum. It's an indirect loss. Grumma benizikus putter. What that? Samach amanav bamakama. Grumma benizikus putter. It's not a nene. Because I could have gone somewhere else. But Lamaisa, he was caused the hefsid. I wasn't nene, but I caused the hefsid. The hefsid is a grumma. That's why Tosfos says. See that? Zeh lo nene, zeh what? Zeh chaser, Lamaisa. In this case, what's the din? Tosfos says you're putter. Why? It's chaser. What's the answer? It was a grumma. Let me write it down. Tosfos says it was a grumma. See the muscle Tosfos gives? You drive a guy, it's a terrible thing you did. Don't get me wrong, it's chaser. You'd have to clap al chay and ask him for mechila. You drive a guy out of his own home, doesn't let him use his own home, but I don't have to pay any cash for it. It's chaser. It's a terrible thing you did. Now, whenever you see an aleph big like that, where do you look? The Agos Agra. You look in the Agra, he quotes who? He quotes the Rif, and he quotes the what? He quotes the Rambam that say this beferish. Where is the Rambam? Perigimel, Halacha Tes, and Hichos Gzela. Please get it down. Notice the Gon says, Tostir Maskel, Ze Eno, Chule, Filu Bukhatsa Chule. Donnie, read the Gos Agra. Tosos? Osalif, go ahead. Osalif, Tosdir Maskel, Ze Ein, Chule. Nira Be'enai or Nechta Betsida. It's hard to say sometimes what it means. Sometimes Nira Be'enai, sometimes Nechta Betsida. Write it on the side of your Gemara. Go ahead. That's what Nechta Betsida means, right on the side. Sharpe Rushim. Iron Rush. So he points out that there are Rishonim that argue on this what? This Tosfos. What is the Gaon hold like? He's pointing out a Machlaikis. I want you to get this now. Why is it not considered to be what? Why is it not considered to be Chisaron? Right? The Rush holds like who? Who does the Rush hold like? The Ram and the Rith. So why do we say what? They hold your chayiv. Why do we say ain lomar shechayiv machmas chisaron? Because it's a grumma. So why are you chayiv? What's the reason why the Rambam and the Rif say you're chayiv? You guys got to get this down. They say the following. No, please get it. Ochol chisron oshozeh. I wrote it on the board. What does ochol chisron oshozeh mean? I was nene from the fact the chavero lost. I did sleep there. And I was nene from his loss that he could have gotten money from other people. That was direct. It's not like locking out a friend from his house or being letting the field lay fallow. There, I got no hana through his chisaron. But zeh, even though I got no hana because I had other things, but I did what is mikomakol ma'isa nene. I was nene mashchaver nifsad. I did sleep there, so it was what we call what more direct. If it's direct, Yonason, what's the din? You are chayiv. It's a major machlekes in this case of what did we write on the board? Zelo nene, the zeh chaser. You got to know these four permutations. You got to know these four permutations. It comes out to be a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. And that's what the Gaon is pointing out here. So let's close with this nakuda. Please get it. Because we have to build this up tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem. According to Tosfos, I wrote on the board, right? Zelo nene zeh chaser is what? It's pater, because it's a grumble. Listen to this kasha of Bnei Yehoshua. Sharp kasha. It's an eisen kasha. Eisen means strong kasha. Bnei Yehoshua asks, he says, Gam zenen ev zechaser should be potter. Zenen ev zechaser should be potter. Why? What did I write on the board? Zenen ev zechaser. What's the din of zenen ev zechaser? Sorry. What is the din of zenen ev zechaser? Chayev to pay. Why are you chayev? Should be potter. It's a grama. If it's a grama, it's a grama. It's always a grama. The hana, the gemara is stopping whether you're chayev. Why? Why should that be? You're the kasha? Again, if you hold that it's a grama, this issue of zen lo nen and zechasa, it's a grama, so why do you say categorically in the case of what? Zen nen and zechasa, sark l'shalim. What do you mean? It's a grama. So it says the Pnei Yehoshua like this. I want you to get this. Then we got Dav Mincha. Listen, Donnie, it says the Pnei Yehoshua like this. You understand the kasha? What did Tosfos say? Zelo nen and zechasa is potter. No, because it's a grama. No. Zelo nenem zechaser is potter because it's a grama. Yes? So why is the case of zen nenem zechaser sark l'shalim? It also should be what? Should be a grama. Should be potter. So Pnei Yehoshua says like this. It's amazing. The chiyuv to pay is based on nene. If your chavero is not chaser, then we're a sapik, maybe it's meat is stone to be toveh from him the hana. But where there's a chisaron of zen and zechaser, that's not meat is stone to ask him for the hana. And where what? And where there's no nene, you're not chayav on the hana. You're not chayav on the chisaron because of the grama. That's the pshat that I want to bring out. Says the Pnei Yehoshua, the chiddush is whenever there's a chisaron dani, there's no problem for me to get paid. Zen nenev zechaser, there's a chisaron, it's not a problem of kofan amidah stom. We brought up kofan amidah stom as what? Remember where we brought it up last semester? Cool. Let's get it. We'll close with this. We'll continue. We'll go over to Pinshu tomorrow. But what was the case of kofan amidah stom? A guy only had eight idis and baininess. He had no what? He had no ziboris. What's the din of the woman? What did he say by Ksubas Yisha? He said, if you go sell your property and get ziboris to give this woman, you're a rasha. Now, I'm being dramatic about it. That's kofan on me to stone. Give her the baininess, and that's it. You got to go sell your property, get ziboris, and give it to her? That's mean to her. That's kofan on me to stone. She did become shemirisraktia. Kofan on me to stone is acting like mean person. If you have a chisaron, that's not mean. I deserve my money. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop minchah. Continue tomorrow, Mr. Wentz. Went over. I'm sorry. So, what's that done for the omen? Yes? Asher Yeshivetech.